Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
People with tracker mortgages are feeling the cost of living, the living crisis, particularly acutely, according to the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, or MABS. And MABS were speaking with Morning Ireland on Morning Ireland today in this station as they launched a new advice website along with the Banking Payments Federation for people in financial difficulty. Sinn Féin have responded today, calling again for the government to introduce mortgage interest relief and also for the central bank to step up supervision of banks and investment funds. In a moment, we'll hear from Pádraig Casán, who's a financial advisor and member of the Irish Banking Culture Board. But first, I'm joined by Piers Doherty, who's Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson. Piers, you're very welcome to the programme. You're again calling for more support, more mortgage interest relief. For who exactly and for how much?
Well, thanks, Cormac, for having me on. Yes, we're probably guided by the central bank's report that they published about a month ago, which showed that 20% of all homeowners with mortgages are paying €4,800 on average more in interest than they were this time last year. Now, that's a huge increase for any family. And that was actually before the interest rate hike of May took effect. So those figures are probably now higher. And unfortunately, we expect the ECB to increase interest rates further again next month. So what we want to see is a tailored, targeted and time-measured intervention by government, which would bring forward mortgage interest relief. It would be targeted at those who have seen an increase in their cost of service in the mortgage, so those who have seen their interest increase compared to June of last year, and it would only be targeted at a third or 30% of that increase. So we're not talking about taking on the whole increase that people have seen. It's 30% of the increased charge.
So people who are on variable or people who are on tracker mortgages, is that right?
Yeah, but also those that have gone on to fixed. So it may be somebody that's come off their fixed rate. And what you do is you compare the fixed rate that they have compared to what was in the market in June of last year. So it's all three categories. Obviously, there is less increase in terms of fixed. The variable rates haven't increased in any big way with the Main Street lenders. So far, AIB are the only ones that have put up there so far by about a third of a percent. But the real problem is for many is the trackers, which have seen all of the increases being passed on 3.75%, and those loans that have been sold to the vulture funds, whether they are trackers or whether they are on variables.
If these people are to get mortgage interest relief of this kind, how much would it cost, do you think?
Well, the maximum benefit that we have here is making sure that families would benefit up to €1,500 per annum. And we'd like to see this continued until the end of the year and then reviewed, then looking at the interest rate environment. Working with the Parliamentary Budget Office, we've given them a number of assumptions. And if those assumptions were to be met tonight, that would mean, like, for example, all variable rates would go up by 2%. But as I said, they haven't gone up at all in Bank of Ireland or Permanent TSB. But the upper limit would be €400 million as a total cost. And that's probably an overestimate.
So €400 million for the rest of the year, is that it?
For 8 months, yeah.
Okay. Pádraig Casán, is that a good idea?
Well, it's a difficult one because there's a catch-22 to it. The reason the ECB have done the aggressive increases that they have is because inflation was running away and they have to try and bring inflation back. To do that, the only way they can do it is dampen the environment and the spendability of people. And the difficulty I would have with, and while it would be welcome for sure, but it's something that has to be challenged. And good evening, Pierce. In terms of if you apply interest relief, you could have a catch-22 or an unintended consequence of delaying the reduction of inflation, and thereby meaning that the interest rates will remain higher for longer. We had a very low period of interest rates from 2009-10 onwards, and that has lasted for an awful lot longer than a lot of people expected, which was to the benefit of predominantly tracker mortgage customers. Now we've seen the opposite happen, and it's hoped that that aggressive increasing in interest rates since last July is a short-term thing. And the shorter it is, while painful, hopefully we will revert back to more normal rates like the 2 or 3%.
So have I got this right? Are you saying help this category of people with mortgage interest relief? And if you do so, you may keep inflation and variable rates higher for the rest of us all the time?
Well, it's
for longer.
It'll have a contributing effect to it because ECB, even the governor of the central bank last week, warned the government about bringing in too many options that are slowing down the reduction of inflation.
Let me ask Piers about that. Do you accept that's a risk, Piers?
No, I don't accept it's a risk for the following reasons, Cormac. First of all, the ECB are independent and look, they have to just focus on trying to get inflation down to 2%, and that will benefit society if that is achieved. But it's a broad brush what they use. When they use increase in interest rates by the amount that they've increased 3.75%, they're trying to dampen down, as Pádraig says, spending in the economy. They're trying to make sure the businesses don't reinvest or take out loans and invest in their businesses. They're trying to ensure that people don't go take out new loans. But there's a whole cohort of people who already have mortgages on their homes, and they are seeing their payments increase dramatically. As I said, 20% have seen their payments go up €5,000 in the last year. And this is just like supporting somebody who's finding it difficult to keep the lights on in their house or to put food on the table. It's another way of ensuring that people are supported during this cost of living crisis. I heard the governor last week.
Yeah, but an offshoot of that, if you do that, Pádraig is saying it might keep inflation higher because you're helping people to spend the money they have and keep the variable rates higher for everyone for longer.
Well, first of all, that's not the case. And if you actually wanted to look at Pádraig's argument, you would nearly say, well, actually, Bank of Ireland, who hasn't increased standard variable rates or permanent TSB, should increase their rates by 3.75% as well. You know, like, and
Pádraig is disagreeing with you. Let him back there.
I've heard you
twice on this one, yeah. Pádraig.
You just I'd make a comment on the variable rates, Pearson. You're aware of this, that they were already at high inflated levels before the increasing ever happened. So the banks were able to absorb quite a chunk of the increases that have happened. The interest rates on variable mortgages that existed before the increasing period that has begun were at historical high levels, the highest interest rates that were available anywhere in Europe for variable rate mortgages. So it is quite easy, I don't mean easy in the way it'll sound, but the banks were able to absorb some of the increases. But that can only last for a little while as well, because it will mean that the banks at some stage, as has happened already with AIB, will have to start looking at these figures. They can't keep taking into account all of the interest rate increases that are happening generally without them being passed on to variable customers.
Well, first of all, the AIB are actually making a lot of money, and Irish banks, as a result of the ECB policy, because the banks are awash with deposits. There's a huge level of savings there, and they put those deposits in deposit with the ECB and we get a return for that. But the point of making, Pádraig, and this is what I was saying in terms of variable rates with the Main Street lenders, we have tens of thousands of individuals who are now paying between 8% and 9% in terms of their mortgages. These are people that aren't talking about going out and buying a new car in the morning. What they're worried about, and the letters that I get, the emails I get from mothers and fathers right across the state, is where is this going to end? And unfortunately, we're telling them that the ECB are likely to raise interest rates twice more. And there is a responsibility and an onus in the state to protect those most vulnerable. And even the governor of the central bank recognised that there are measures that can be taken, but they have to be temporary, they have to be targeted, and they have to be tailored. And that is why we're saying that this is only focused on home ownership. It's not looking at second properties or investment properties. It is targeted in terms of only the interest that has increased in the last year, and only a third of that would be supported by the state, and it lasts till the end of the year and reviewed at that time. This is the type of measure that keeps people in their family homes. It doesn't absorb the 5,000 euro more than they're paying, but it helps them with the shock that they've seen in the last year.
Let me ask Pádraig Hasan about that. An action that the central bank could take, if people are forced to pay 8% or 9% of a rate, could the central bank do more in a temporary way?
Yeah, well, I wholly agree with Piers here. In terms of the credit firms that are charging interest rates in excess of 7-8%, I mean, they are totally unsustainable for anybody. And the argument that is being given by them is that they can't give the customers fixed rate mortgages. And I'm challenging that, as Piers is aware. I spoke to the Oireachtas Finance Committee on the matter and meeting with the minister in July, where I believe they actually could be in breach of the originating terms and conditions for not offering fixed rates. And it's something that would the bottom line for everybody here, which I agree with Pearson, is people are looking for certainty in a period of huge uncertainty in terms of interest rates.
But they might say, if they're on a variable and the rates are going up, well, when the rates start going down, the customer will benefit.
Yes, but in the originating bank, they would have had the choice of fixed rate options to take them through this period of uncertainty. For example, Avant Mortgages have just launched a one-plan mortgage which puts a fixed rate for 25, 30 years term. That gives certainty to a first-time buyer particularly that their mortgage rate will never change the cost of it.
What if the mortgage rate offered by whatever the credit firm is higher than the variable rate? That's something that could happen, isn't it?
Well, then that's your choice though, Cormac. And that's
some
always...
choice,
it is, absolutely. And you can break out of a fixed rate. And you can pay the cost, but you're in control of the variables that run around with breaking from a fixed rate. And if an environment comes where a low interest rate environment happens again, fixed rates tend to follow the marketplace to a large degree. The problem that is arising here, particularly with the variable rates that are being charged by the so-called vulture funds, they are running ahead, in other words, passing on every increase and absorbing none of the variable rates as per the mainstream banks, while the mainstream banks that originally owned the loan are offering the choice of fixed rates to those customers.
So I have about a minute and a half left here. You're meeting the government on this and you want change here to how things are done. Can I ask you this though, Pádraig? If the central bank has a few arrows in its armour or quiver, why isn't it working here to help these families who are struggling with 8 and 9% rates that you say are simply unsustainable?
Well, the reply you will get is there's, as the website is showing today, there are plenty of supports there for people who run into difficulty in terms of get the customer to engage quickly with the process of MABS and so forth. The rates that have been charged at 8% are almost subprime level rates. I don't see the reason, or it hasn't been explained to me by the firms, why they're not offering fixed rates as an option to give certainty to people when certainty is required in an environment where variable rates are shifting and interest rates are shifting all the time.
Really briefly to you, Piers Doherty, finally, if this is to cost this mortgage interest relief for this category of customer, if it's to cost 400 million this year, how much could it cost if it were to be extended for a full year next year? And where would that money come from?
Well, as I said, that's for an 8-month period, and interest rates would have to rise overnight to 2%, and that hasn't happened in terms of variable rates. So, as I said, it's the upper limit. But the core issue here in terms of non-bank lending is these loans should never have been sold on to vulture funds in the first place. I had legislation to block this. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil actually blocked that legislation, and now we're dealing with the consequences of that. Banks need to look at products that can refinance these loans back into Main Street lenders. We have credit unions now offering individuals being able to switch from vulture funds. Why aren't the Main Street lenders looking at a type of product that will actually take their loans back onto the books and offer them the full suite,
the argument,
such as fixed and
variable? The argument at the time, and I'm saying this is right or wrong, was to get non-performing loans off the balance sheets of the pillar banks to allow them to go and do business and prosper on the markets. But I know you're going to take issue one way or another on that one. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm just giving context.
That was the argument.
Okay, look, Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin and Pádraig Hassan, financial advisor and member of the Irish Banking Culture Board. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.